This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. I was laughing at myself recently when I used the phrase many years ago. I was telling a story to a friend, and I started it with, well, many years ago. And I thought, man, you're starting to sound like a geezer. Oh, dear. You know, I can tell you that I didn't use the phrase many years ago when I was in my 20s or 30s. I might have said several years ago. In my 40s or 50s, I might have said, a few years back, or maybe in my 60s, I would start an old story with, in the olden days. I love that phrase, though. I got to tell you, when I was a little boy, I would ask my dad to tell me about the olden days. It seemed like it was some wonderful, mystical, magical place, the olden days. But anyway, now in my 70s, I catch myself saying, many years ago. So listen. Many years ago, I arrived in Tucson. It was the fall of 1967. I was coming from Kentucky. That's where I was born and raised. So all of my life to that point was spent in the eastern United States. I went to a boarding school in Massachusetts, a summer camp in Maine. Oh, there was a summer camp in Kentucky, too. I mean, who can forget Camp Daniel Boone? But I was looking for adventure. I'd been reading books, you know. That's the trouble with a good high school education, is you just read a lot of books. And I'd been reading Jack Kerouac, and I wanted to hit some pavement and burn up some highway. And the application to the University of Arizona was really easy. So I came to Tucson to attend college. Did I have some culture shock? Oh, my goodness. From rolling grassy hills and hardwood forests and year-round rivers and creeks to the Sonoran Desert. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I just started hanging out in the Sonoran Desert, and before you know it, I fell in love with that desert and with Tucson. And trips back and forth were shorter and shorter, and I just couldn't wait to get back to the desert, to the magical Sonoran Desert. And, you know, after a while, I just quit going back to Kentucky. I'd found a new home. So forgive me, but many years ago, I wrote a poem about me and a childhood friend and us leaving Kentucky for the West. Me and Louie left Kentucky in 1967 in an old El Camino pointed west V8 engine revving. The radio was blasting all through those days, The Doors Light My Fire and Jimmy's Purple Haze. Sometimes we'd drive and never say a word, but Louie loved to sing, and he could sing like a bird. And it was out in Nebraska on a stretch of highway. He looked at me and sang, and I can still hear it today. Hey, pass me that reefer and crack me a beer. We're crossing the Great Plains, and it's your turn to steer. We're leaving Kentucky, don't go looking back. We're going out west like old Jack Kerouac. We split up in Denver, and we went different ways. I ended up in Tucson singing nights and sleeping days. I sang every night, and shoot, we burned down some bars, playing music so hot, I still got the scars. It was a long time ago, and they say you get wiser with age. But I think of those days, and I can't turn that page. Hey, I miss Louie and that trip. Yeah, I still got this thing. So sometimes at night, you'll hear me sing. Hey, pass me a beer, and yeah, I'll take a hit. I may be getting older, but I ain't quite done yet. I was raised in Kentucky. Guess I'll never go back. 'Cause my home's in the desert, thanks to old Jack Kerouac. I was raised in Kentucky, guess I'll never go back. 'Cause my home's in the desert, thanks to old Jack Kerouac. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.